And joining me today on Drive is the wonderful Sarah Laughling from the NSPCC. She likes to join us roughly once a month to give us little updates about all the amazing things the NSPCC and Childline have been up to lately. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, Georgia. I'm great, thank you. It's nice to be back.
It's very nice to have you back. I feel like it's been slightly over a month possibly this time, so we're definitely due an update.
Oh, no, we are, aren't we? Well, the months have sort of blended into one just recently. Yes, great to be on.
Yeah, the time just sort of disappears, doesn't it? Let's get straight into it then. What are the latest things happening and going on? I know you've got quite a few exciting projects coming up.
Yeah, we have. We've been working on our forthcoming Childhood Day, which is an annual landmark day designed to bring communities closer together to play and raise money for the NSPCC. So it's happening on the 11th of June this year. And in the week running up, we are asking people to sign up and take part. So this year is going to be huge across the UK, and we're asking the public to literally play their part by either making a donation or by setting up a play date with friends, families, or colleagues. So you could organise maybe a treasure hunt. This could be on foot or in the car, depending on restrictions. Maybe bingo, cricket tournaments. You could have afternoon tea with a play element. You could be a superhero for the day, or you could have a picnic. These are just a few ideas to get you thinking. As some of us are aware, playing has lots of benefits. And after everything that's happened in 2020, and this year, I know we all need a little more of it. This wonderful campaign puts a spotlight on what it is like to be a child. It will also show everyone how important it is working together, especially when it comes to protecting our children. Now, more than ever, as the pandemic has made many more children vulnerable, in the last 12 months, our NSPCC helpline has received a record of almost 85,000 contacts from concerned adults. This is a 23% increase on the previous year, with nearly half of these leading to a referral to the police or children's services. To build a better future for children, the governments across the UK need to put children at the heart of their recovery plans. But we all have a role to play in keeping children safe, and that can start with Childhood Day. If any listeners are interested in signing up, simply search for NSPCC Childhood Day 2021. We're also looking for childhood community champions who will help us fundraise and organise events in Essex. Again, more information can be found on the website by typing in childhood community champions.
That sounds so awesome to just get to play and be a big kid all day. I would love the excuse to just be able to go on a treasure hunt or play silly games. And it's a great way as well to raise money for such a worthwhile cause. Is there anything else coming up?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's lots coming up. And I think you can really get a sense that lockdown has lifted and that better and brighter days ahead of us are coming up. I can't fit all of this into the interview, so I'll talk about Childline's 35th birthday. So this year we're celebrating Childline's birthday. It's actually, the official day is in October. And ahead of this, we're asking companies in Essex to sign up to our 35 Club to help us run Childline for one day. So 35 Club officially launches on Monday the 21st of June when restrictions have been lifted. I'm giving you all a head start. As some of you may already know, Childline was founded in 1986 by Dame Esther Ranson. And in 2006, it merged with the NSPCC. So this service has been there for children for the last three decades, giving them a voice when no one else would listen. And this year, due to the pandemic, children have needed us more than ever. This is why it's important for us to work together and support services like Childline, as we have to ensure that the pandemic doesn't impact children for the rest of their lives. Our target is £30,000, which is the cost to run the service for one day. BGL Group has already signed up to support Childline's birthday, and they're actively encouraging other companies to join them on their mission. Once again, this shows how much stronger we can all be working together.
So how exactly would people get involved with that, and how would different companies get involved? Do you have fundraising suggestions for that?
Yeah, I have lots of ideas for people to choose from. Health and well-being is so important, even more so over the last year. You could walk, cycle, you could run, swim, or even sit for 35 minutes. Or you could commit to running or walking 35K in 35 days. There's so many ways you can take part. You can set your own personal challenge. You can support us however you like. Another example is the Accumulator Challenge. At work, you could set a team challenge. Every team could start with £35, and you can see which team can raise the most money from that £35. You can be creative as you like. You can bake 35 cakes. You can draw a picture every day for 35 days. I'll be creating a list of 35 new foods to try. You can create a list of 35 acts of kindness. I really like that idea. I think we need to be more kind to each other. You can give up something for 35 days. Example, chocolate, alcohol, caffeine. You can try something new for 35 days. I decided I want to create a bucket list of 35 things that I want to do. This challenge is only as limited as your imagination. So yeah, lots of ideas.
Yeah, I really like the idea of trying something new for 35 days. I can't remember how long it is that they say you need to do something before it sort of becomes a habit, but I feel like it's about a month, maybe 6 weeks. So I think it's quite a good idea to try and do something, have a new sort of positive habit that you could train yourself to do in 35 days, couldn't you? How can companies sign up for this?
Well, we've created a Just Giving page. People can just go to the webpage. It's www.justgiving.com/campaign/Childline35Club. We'll also be having a prize draw with a chance to win a beautiful diamond pendant necklace.
Wow.
Yeah, so more information will follow very shortly. We're super excited with our special prize draw to celebrate 35 years of Childline. But I would say for anyone just to go onto our Just Giving page and they can find out more information there. And thanks to the kind support and donations, we've been able to deliver this invaluable service. The 35 Club is not only a way for us to celebrate the past 35 years, but it's also a way for local businesses to further support the organisation. I'd just like to say thank you so much for any support you can offer.
Well, that sounds great. Yeah, looking back at the last 35, but also looking forward to the next 35 years of the amazing services that the NSPCC and Childline provide. So thank you so much, Sarah, for coming on and updating us about all these exciting things. We look forward to them all coming up, particularly in June. Lots of exciting things on their way. Hopefully we can all get involved and do our bit to help the children of our community.
Thank you, Georgia, and thank you for having me.
And we will see you again next month where we can see how it's all been going.
Yes, I'll give you an update on Childhood Day.
Yes. All right. Well, see you then. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much. Bye for now.